是我们永远要唱这样的诗歌。
Yes, this will be a song we want to sing forever.
何等奇妙，何等惊异。
How marvelous and how wonderful.
是的，救主爱我们，爱无极。
That it is the love of my Savior.
他真的是我们奇妙的救主。
He indeed is our wonderful Savior.
他常常吸引我们来靠近他。
And he often draws us closer to him.
我们站立，我们心变震惊。
We stand amazed in the presence of him.
这是我们每一个圣徒的经历。
And this is the experience shared by many Christians.
保证我们在这里一起交通。主是我们神悦纳人的禧年。
We'd like to share with you this morning that Jesus is the Jubilee.
我们一同来读路加福音第四章十六节到第二十一节。
Let's read together Luke chapter 4 verses 16 to 21.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经，有人把以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说：主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的禧年。于是把书卷起来交还执事，就坐下，会堂里的人都定睛看他。耶稣对他们说：今天这经应验在你们耳中了。我们再读一下利未记第二十五章第八节。
Let's read Leviticus chapter 25 verses 8 to 10.
第八节和第十节，好，我们一起来读。你要计算七个安息年，就是七七年，这便为你成了七个安息年，共是四十九年。第十节，第五十年你们要当作圣年，在遍地给一切的居民宣告自由，这年必为你们的禧年，个人要归自己的产业，各归本家。所以利未记里面告诉我们有一个很特别的日期，整年叫做禧年。
There's a special year in the book of Leviticus. It's called the year of Jubilee.
那通常他们每七年呢，第七年是一个叫做安息年。
And every seventh year, they will call that year the year of Sabbath.
整个地都要安息。
That's the year the entire land shall rest.
他们不去耕种。
They will not cultivate on the land.
但是第六年呢，神给他们三倍的收成。
Yet the Lord will bless them with three times of harvest on the sixth year.
第七年是安息，第八年他们开始耕种。
So they could rest on the seventh year and they can start cultivating again on the eighth.
但是第八年他们仍然吃第六年所出产的这些产品。
But in the eighth year, they were still able to eat from the harvest from the sixth year.
那过了七个安息年。
And after 7 years of Sabbath.
也就是过了四十九年。
That means after 49 years.
到了第五十年，他这边叫做禧年。
And the 50th year is called the year of Jubilee.
在遍地给一切的居民宣告自由。
And that's the year that should proclaim throughout the land to all the inhabitants.
所有欠债的到了那个时候好像都一切免债了。
They shall proclaim liberty to all land. So if you owe somebody money, all the liabilities forfeited.
今天如果人家告诉你说你所有的债今天都可以免了。
Imagine that if someone comes to you and said all your debts are free.
啊，有些人他就会开始欢呼了。
And I believe we will all shout for joy.
那所有的贷款可以不再付了。
Because we don't no longer have to pay for our mortgage.
那我听说美国平均每一个人欠债大概是七千块美元。
七千。The average debt of the United States is about $7,000 per person.
但是到了安息，不是安息年，到了禧年的时候，一切都免了。
But it comes to the 50th year, the year of Jubilee, all are forgiven.
那些土地原本是卖给别人的。
And if you had sold your land to someone else,
到了安息年都要归还。
And that's the year your property will be returned to you.
连那些人被卖来做奴隶的。
And people that are sold as slaves,
到了安息年都要得着了自由。
On that year they could be set free.
我想在圣经里面很特别说到这个安息年。
And in the Bible it specifically recorded this special year.
说到这个禧年。
The year of Jubilee.
那这个字本来是一个好像大声吹号的意思。
And Jubilee originally, it means to blow the trumpet.
因为这是一个太大的事情。
Because that's such a great message.
所有的捆绑都要得做释放。
Because all the bondage will be set free that year.
所有的欠债都要被还清了。
And all the debts will be counted as nothing.
这是一个大事情。
And that's a great matter.
众民都要起来欢呼。
Therefore, everyone will rise up and shout for joy.
那我们看见在路加福音。
And when you read the book of Luke,
耶稣来到拿撒勒。
When Jesus went to Nazareth,
拿撒勒是主耶稣他生长的一个地方。
That's where he was brought up.
那圣经里面曾经讲到拿撒勒还能出什么好的呢？
The Bible even mentioned Nazareth was a small place.
好像并不是人所看非常尊贵的一个地方。
It wasn't an honorable town.
那但是主耶稣来到拿撒勒。
But Jesus went to Nazareth.
这是他长大的地方。
Where he had been brought up.
在有一个日子叫做安息日
And on the Sabbath day,
照他平常的规矩进了会堂
He went into the synagogue and as was his custom
所以我们知道说主耶稣他聚会是非常规律的
So you knew Jesus went to church regularly
他到了安息日他到会堂里面
On the Sabbath day he would go into the synagogue
站起来要念圣经
And he stood up to read
我想我们知道会堂不是一个献祭的地方。
We know synagogue is not a place you offer sacrifice.
犹太人在会堂里面做什么呢
？So what do Jews do in synagogue?
他们读神的话。
They read the word of God there.
当然，他们主要只有旧约能够读。
They could only read old testimonies at the time.
那他们的习惯是。每一个人可能都有机会他能够起来来读一段圣经
So the routine is that everybody will probably get a chance to stand up and read the word of God from the scroll
然后呢他也有机会来解释这段圣经
And after they read it they get to explain or interpret what was the word of God about
那在会堂的里面是一个学习的地方
Therefore that is a place of learning
那他们献祭要到耶路撒冷去
When they need to offer sacrifice they have to go to Jerusalem
在那里有祭司
Where there are prophets, there are priests
但是会堂里不是一个祭司在那里接受献祭的地点
However, synagogue was not a place that you can find priests who accept your sacrifices
那天主耶稣在这边他站起来他读圣经
And that day, Jesus stood up and read
所以有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他
Somebody handed to him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah
主打开找到一处
Unrolling it, he found a place
那这处圣经是在以赛亚书第61章
As is recorded in the chapter 61
主在这里说主的灵在我身上因为他用膏膏我
The Lord read The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me
当我们读完了这段圣经以后
When you finish reading this passage,
我想主耶稣他后来就坐下来
After he finished reading it, he sat down,
众人的眼目都等候等看在他的身上等候他来解释这段圣经
And then the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him waiting for him to interpret it
我们先把四章二十一节我们再一起来读一次
Let's read chapter 4 verse 21 one more time
因为这一节的圣经我想叫所有的人都觉得那么的惊讶
Because what says here must have greatly surprised the congregation in the synagogue
耶稣对他们说今天这经应验在你们耳中了所以主不是讲一个预言
Therefore Jesus wasn't prophesying
他不是只是读先知的一段话而已
He wasn't just reading a passage by one of the prophets
那今天所有先知所说的已经应验在他的身上
But actually he's proclaiming the scripture written by prophets is fulfilled on me
他就是这位受膏者
He was that anointed one
是的主的灵在我身上
Yes the Spirit of the Lord is on me
因为他用膏膏我
Because he has anointed me、
啊、当主耶稣在念的时候
So when Jesus read the scripture
这句话就成就在他身上
He was fulfilling the scripture
神的灵在他身上
The Lord's Spirit was on me
神用膏来膏他
He has anointed me
他就是那位受膏者
Jesus was the anointed one
我们知道基督也就是弥赛亚
We all know the term Christ means Messiah
那弥赛亚的意思就是受膏者
And the meaning of Messiah is the anointed one
所以主在这里是做一个宣告
Therefore Jesus was there making a proclamation
他就是弥赛亚
That he was the Messiah
当主耶稣他念完他这么宣告的时候我想众人里面都 那样的诧异。
I think everybody was really surprised at his reading.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们每一次来到主的面前。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, every time when we come to the Lord,
一面他是拿撒勒人耶稣。
On one hand, he was the Jesus of Nazareth.
好像众人是看不起的。
Is someone despised by many?
拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
Because no one great ever came out of Nazareth.
但是耶稣他是弥赛亚。
But Jesus was the Messiah.
是的，神的灵在他身上。
And the Spirit of God was upon him.
神用膏来膏了他。
And God has anointed him.
他就是神。
He was God.
他是神的儿子。
He was the Son of God.
我们站立，我们就震惊。
When we stand in front of him, we are amazed.
因为他的所事。
Because who he was.
我们要震惊。
We are greatly amazed.
因为他的所做，我们要震惊。
And we're amazed at what he did.
他竟然爱我们这些定罪污秽的罪人。
We're amazed at the fact that he even loved someone like us.
哈利路亚，主在这里，他做了宣告。
And here he made the proclamation.
是的，他就是受膏者。
Yes, he was the anointed one.
他就是弥赛亚。
Yes, he was the Messiah.
他讲到弥赛亚的职事到底是什么。
And then he further explained what is the ministry of the Messiah.
好像受膏者是受膏带着一个托付来到地上。
Because the anointed one received anointment with a purpose.
这是他的职分。
He had a ministry.
神在他身上有一个旨意。
God has set a purpose upon him.
他说叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
He said he has sent me to proclaim freedom to preach good news to the poor.
主耶稣曾经讲到说在灵里贫穷的人有福了。
Jesus made a comment before, blessed is the one who is poor.
因为天国是他们的。
For the kingdom of God is theirs.
所以在这里讲的贫穷不一定只是口袋里没钱的人。
Here the word poor doesn't mean you're financially distressed.
今天讲到我们灵里贫穷。
But we are poor in the spirit.
讲到我们说我们真的是有一个需要。
That we are in a condition that we confess I have a need.
我们需要拯救。
I need to be saved.
我们需要救主。
I need the Savior.
今天只有站在这样的一个灵里面
Only when we are low in spirit like that
有福音要传给他们
Then the good news will be preached unto us
什么时候我们觉得我什么都有了
And if any time we feel that I have everything
可能是我们最可怜的时候
Probably we're in the worst condition of all time
当我们觉得我是一无所有
Yet if we feel that I have nothing
我们真的是发现说我们所需要的是我们的救主来拯救我们
When we truly realize what we need the most is his delivery
弥赛亚的职事要传福音给贫穷的人
Therefore the ministry of Messiah is to preach good news to the poor
所有康健的人用不着医生
Healthy people don't need a doctor
有病的人才需要医生
Only sick people need a doctor
今天觉得满足的人他没有办法得着拯救
Those who feel content with everything he cannot be delivered
忧伤痛悔的灵主必不轻看
But the Lord never looked down on those who have a sorrowful and contrite heart
什么时候主怜悯我们
Whenever he has mercy upon us
发现我们真的是一个贫穷的人
That's the time we realize I'm really a poor person
我们是需要拯救的
I need his salvation
我们就祷告主把那个忧伤痛悔的灵赐给我们
We just pray the Lord give us that kind of spirit
叫我们常回到主的面前
So that I will always return to him
无论什么时刻
It doesn't matter when
我们向主说主我们是一个穷乏人
As long as we turn to him and confess that yes Lord I am poor
我们的心深处说主我需要你
From the depth of our heart we say Lord I need you
离了你我什么都不能做
And I can do nothing departing from you
离了你我什么都不是
And departing from you I am nothing
我们需要主
I need the Lord
他讲到差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
And Jesus said he has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners.
所有被掳的，我想得着释放是一件最大的事情。
I think that is probably the greatest thing to anybody who is being imprisoned.
我们有没有在一个被掳的光景中呢
？Are we in a condition of captivity?
多少人他们一些不好的习惯成了一个捆绑
？Sometimes our habits is a bondage to us.
有些人喝酒喝到不能不喝
Some people just is addicted to drinking. They could not stop drinking.
有些人抽烟，他不能不抽。
Some people is addicted to smoking. They cannot stop from smoking.
有些人要去赌博，他不能不去赌。
Some people are addicted to gambling. They have to go gambling.
有些人坐到电脑前，他不能不去这个上网。
Some people sitting in front of the computer, they just cannot help but get onto the net.
今天有很多很多的捆绑。
There are so many bondages over us.
主耶稣他说，报告被掳的得释放。
But Jesus says, I'm here to proclaim freedom for the prisoners.
那被掳的能够得做释放，这是一个太大的事情。
And that is the greatest thing to someone who's in prison.
我曾经去看望一位弟兄。
I used to visit a Christian brother.
他犯了一点错。
He made some mistake.
被罚在家里面脚上要带一个那个电子的那个不能出门去的。
And he was disciplined by the government, so he had to wear this electrical sensor, which will keep him at home.
虽然比起在监狱里面已经好很多了。
Even though that kind of treatment was much better than going to the prison.
但他要来送给我送行，我要离开的时候，他走到门口。
And while I was leaving his house, he was trying to see me off at his door.
哎呀，他说我不能再出去了。
And right inside the door, he said, I cannot step out from here.
他里面那个虽然就是在房间里面，我们平常常常也在房间里面，但是当他不能出去的时候，你看他讲话的时候，你就觉得哎呀，真的是一个被掳被捆绑的一个情形。
And from what he's saying, you could tell he was under some kind of control and discipline.
我想到了一天实现过了以后，他能够自由的进出，这是一个何等大的释放。
And I believe when the deadline arrives, when he was completely set free, that would be such a great freedom for him.
我记得以前在当兵受训的时候
When I served in the army,
这样每次一到要放假那个日子
Every time when it's day off,
大家心里面都何等的兴奋
Everybody was so excited,
把你从那个营区里面一放出来
And the moment we were set out of the camp,
好像那个所有捆绑都能够脱落
You feel that you are greatly delivered,
那个自由
That freedom,
好像每一个人当时候都是非常的 enjoy.
I believe everybody at the camp was greatly enjoying it.
可是到那天晚上又要回到营区。
Unfortunately, on that very night, we had to go back.
他每次要回去之前，众人的心里都是非常的这个下沉的。
And the moment before returning back to the military camp, everybody felt very heavy.
这些还不过是地上的事。
But these were just earthly things and experiences.
主耶稣来了。
But Jesus has come.
他要叫所有被掳的得着释放。
He said he will give freedom to all the prisoners.
那这是一个完全的自由。
And that is a complete deliverance.
当以色列百姓他们被掳到巴比伦去。
And when the Israelites were brought to Babylon.
他们是活在另外别人的国度里面。
They were living in other people's country.
他们所做的是为着另外一个国王在那里努力。
Whatever they did was for the king of another country.
他们在一个被掳的光景。
They were in a condition of being a captive.
他们不能自由的来侍奉来敬拜神。
They did not have the freedom to worship their own God.
有一天神要叫所有被掳的得着释放。
But in God's heart, he want to bring them back.
今天多少人在这个世界是在一个被掳的光景
And many of us living in this world, we are living in the condition as a bondage slave.
有时候被地上的工作所捆绑
Sometimes we are bound up by our work.
今天不是说我们不要工作
It's not to, I'm not saying not to work.
但是世界上的金钱这些不能成为我们的一个捆绑
But the money of this world cannot become a bondage upon us.
我们里面都要知道
We have to know this clearly.
我们都是得着释放的人
That we are all people have been set free.
我们每一个人都是侍奉神的人
And every one of us is a person who serves God.
这才是我们的正业
That is our true profession.
否则我们在地上我们常常是在一个被掳的情况
Otherwise, we'll be living in a condition as a bond slave.
我们工作
We work.
主若给我们机会我们也赚钱
If the Lord allows, we make money out of work.
但是我们要知道我们在各样环境中我们是在哪里侍奉神的
But we always know, in all conditions, I am serving God.
地上的一切不能来捆绑我们
Therefore, earthly things cannot keep me.
不能来辖制我们
Cannot control me.
不能把我们掳去
Cannot captivate me.
我们不能侍奉两个主
I cannot serve two masters.
我们不能侍奉神又侍奉马门
I cannot serve God and the money at the same time.
马门就是财力的意思
And I cannot serve money at the same time.
我们只能侍奉我们永生神
I can only serve this everlasting living God.
叫我们从所有捆绑里面得着释放
So that we know and we can be set free.
今天有好多的情形
And there are so many conditions.
有些人当他们带小孩，小孩子成为他们的捆绑。
Well, bondage, such as our child sometimes is our bondage.
小孩成为他们一家之主。
And that the child of the house is the head of the house.
所有的都要围绕着他们的孩子。
Everything centers around the child.
好像是在一个被捆绑的情形。
And you see, the whole family is under certain kind of bondage.
是的，主把孩子赐给我们。
Yes, the Lord gives.A child to us.
是耶和华赐给我们的产业。
And、that is the inheritance from the Lord.
求主给我们力量和智慧，照着神来照管他们。
Yes, we ask from the Lord His wisdom and ability so that we can take good care of the child.
我们应该把我们全家带到主的面前。
Therefore, our focus is to bring my entire family to the Lord.
让他成为这一家的主。
Let the Lord become the head of my house.
什么时候我们没有让他成为我们的主？
Whenever Jesus.It's not the Lord.
什么时候我们真的人生好像失去了方向？
And that's the time we'll lose direction of our life.
好像我们就落到了一个被掳的光景。
We'll fall into the condition as being captivated.
主在这里说，差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
He says he has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners.
今天求主让我们从所有被掳的光景中，我们得着释放。
May the Lord set us free from all the conditions of being in bondage.
因为弥赛亚已经来了。
Because the Messiah has come.
主耶稣已经做成了一切的工作。
The Lord has done everything for us.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
他的身体已经为我们裂开。
His body was broken up for us.
他的宝血已经为我们流出。
And His blood has been shed for us.
今天他已经把永远的生命赐给我们。
He has given unto us His eternal life.
再也没有什么能够来捆绑我们。
Therefore, nothing should bind us anymore.
今天我们在基督里面，我们可以成为一个自由的人。
Therefore, in Christ, we are a free person.
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
弟兄姊妹，这是主已经为我们做成的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something the Lord has done for us.
其实今天我们常常遇到很多的事情是在我们的拣选。
And many times when we encounter different situations, it's really up to us to make a choice.
今天不是我们不能够得着释放。
It's not that we cannot be set free.
今天看我们愿不愿意拣选站在耶稣基督的这一边。
But the question is that whether we are willing to choose to stand on Jesus' side.
什么时候我们在基督里？
Whenever we choose to stand in Jesus,
我们就是一个得着释放的人。
Then we are a free person.
什么时候我们不在基督里？
Whenever we are not in Christ,
我们就是一个被捆绑的人。
Then we are a man under bondage.
在我们一生的路上，
in our ways of life,
主叫我们拣选他。
All the days of life, Jesus asks us to choose him.
住在他的里面。
To abide in him.
他下面讲说，瞎眼的得看见。
And he continued by saying the recovery of sight for the blind.
那刚刚我们的 quartet 啊，我们的四重唱唱得非常的美好。
And our quartet did a good job just now.
那这首诗歌奇异恩典。
The song they sang, Amazing Grace.
惊人恩典。
That amazing grace.
他讲到说，从前我是瞎眼的，今天我看见了。
I was blind, but now I see.
那这首诗歌是叫做一个约翰牛顿他所写的。
It's written by John Newton.
他在1800年左右。
In about 1880.
他曾经是一个贩卖奴隶的人。
He used to be a vendor who sold slaves.
好像是一个无恶不作的人。
He was a wicked man.
但是当他遇见了主。
But when he encountered the Lord.
他说他从前是瞎眼的。
He confessed that I was blind.
但是现在他看见了。
But now I see.
所以这个人整个生命有一个何等奇妙的大改变。
Therefore, his life was completely changed.
他后来把自己献给主。
Later on, he offered himself to the Lord.
他要来侍奉神。
And he chose to serve God.
使得别人看他原本可能会觉得说，你是一个这么坏的人，难道你还配吗？
Yes, people may regard him as such an evil and wicked man. How can you be worthy of serving God?
他能说。
But he could say,
因为这个惊人的恩典
It's all because the amazing grace、
哦、神来救无赖如我
That God has saved a wretch like me
我从前瞎眼今看见
I was blind but now I see
今天所有我们蒙恩得救的
That's therefore all of us who have been saved by His grace.
我们唱这个诗歌,
when we sing a song like that,
我们里面都说, Amen.
We all echo to it by saying Amen.
的确, 我们从前都是瞎眼的。
Yes, indeed, I was blind.
我们好像看不见真实的事情。
I cannot see whatever that is real.
看不见属神的事情。
I cannot see things of God.
多少时候,现在我们跟别人传福音。
Many times when we share gospel with others,
一个非常非常聪明的人。
And a smart man, maybe.
有时候是在地上非常通达的人。
Or to someone who is doing very well in this world.
可是讲到属神的事。
But when we talk to that person regarding things of God,
好像那个眼睛是瞎的一样。
You feel that he was so blind about it.
他看不见。
He could not see.
这需要神的怜悯。
It really takes the mercy of God.
需要圣灵的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit.
当保罗他从前以为他在侍奉神。
Just like Paul, he used to think he was serving God.
他迫害神的儿女。
When he persecuted Christians.
迫害信奉这道的人。
He persecuted those who believe in the way of life.
那天主向他显现。
Until that day when Jesus appeared to him.
大光照在他的身上。
There was great light shone upon him.
一下他的眼睛瞎了。
And suddenly his physical eyes were blinded.
原本他眼睛是可以看见的。
He was able to see physically before.
对世界上的人来讲，他是一个非常明亮的人。
And to the people around him in the world, thought he was a smart guy.
他非常的有学问。
He was well educated.
非常的有智慧。
He was very smart.
我想人都在那里想要效法他，跟从他。
Actually, many people put him as their role models.
但他真正遇到了这位主。
But after he encountered the Lord,
荣耀的主向他显现。
The Lord of glory appeared to him.
外面的眼睛瞎了。
Even though his physical eyes were blinded.
但是主把他里面的眼睛打开了。
But his inner eyes were opened.
所以我想到后来他一定的跟我们一样，在这首诗歌一样，说从前我是瞎眼的，但是现在我看见了。
And I believe he shared the same feeling that he was blind, but now he sees.
这个看见是在里面的。
That's the sight recovered is from within.
当我们真的眼睛被主打开的时候。
Whenever our inner eyes are truly opened by the Lord.
我们很多的观念就改变了。
And the way we think will be changed.
我们整个人生观念，我们整个的看法有一个非常大的转变。
And our value system, our perception about things will be greatly changed.
在于主开我们的眼睛。
It's all because the Lord has opened our eyes inside.
弥赛亚的执事。
Therefore the ministry of the Messiah.
一个非常重要的就是开人的眼睛。
It's to recover our sight.
当我们读圣经，看见主耶稣在地上，他也开瞎子的眼睛。
You read the Bible, you saw how when Jesus was on the earth, he opened the eyes, he healed the blind on earth.
叫他们原本看不见的，后来真的眼睛能够看见了。
Therefore, those who suffer blindness physically could see.
那主所做的这一切
，But all he did on earth，
好像是一个兆头
，were just a sign of the things to come。
他其实不是讲到一个外面的眼睛瞎的，今天看见了。
Jesus wasn't referring to heal those who are physically blind。
他是讲到所有的人类。
But he was referring to the entire human race.
原本好像都是瞎眼的。
They used to be blind.
看不见属灵的事。
They could not see the spiritual things.
看不见这位荣耀的救主。
They could not see the glorious Savior.
你弥赛亚来了。
The Messiah came.
他来开我们的眼睛。
To open our inner eyes.
叫我们一下子我们说看见了。
And suddenly we will be able to see.
我们这几次我们一同交通关于读圣经。
These days we're sharing the topic reading the Bible.
我们交通到有一个点叫做先开后懂。
We talk about particular point is that you get revelation first, then you understand.
也就是说读圣经的时候，我们那个次序不是先用我们的悟性想要去明白。
Therefore, when we read the Word of God, don't try to understand it first.
以前有一个弟兄，他跟我讲说读圣经要这个不求圣洁。
And there, I was told by one Christian brother that when you read Bible, don't try to understand it.
那当时想想说，怎么读圣经不求圣洁
？I was very puzzled by his comment. How can you read the Bible and not trying to understand it?
以前被老师骂这个不求圣洁是一个很不好的啊。
Because that's the wrong way of learning something.
但是后来慢慢有一点明白。
But gradually, I understood what he meant.
什么时候我们用我们的头脑心思去分析，想要去了解圣经
？Whenever we try to analyze the Word of God with our mind，
啊，这本书对我好像是一个关起来的。
Then this will be a closed book for us。
今天我们遇到很多聪明的人。
And you see a lot of intelligent men in this world。
你发现说他也许读地上的书那么的有智慧。
He may be very good at reading the books of this world.
很多哲学家他的思想是非常的丰富的。
And many philosophers, they are able to figure out very complex philosophy.
但是他们用他们的智慧想要来明白圣经。
However, with their wisdom, trying to understand the word of God in the Bible.
有时候我们听一听觉得好奇怪哦。
And by listening to their comment, you feel very interesting.
神的话不是这么说的。
Because I don't think that's what the word of God meant.
你这么聪明的人怎么读出这个样子呢？
How can you reach a conclusion like that from a man like you, so smart?
的确圣经是一本启示的书。
Yes, the Bible is the book of revelation.
圣经需要圣灵来光照来启示。
It really takes the revelation and enlightening of the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们来到神话语的面前。
Therefore, when we come to read the word of God,
弟兄姊妹，我们先需要来到主的面前。
Before we do that, we have to first come to the Lord.
我们向他求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
We ask him to give us the spirit of wisdom.
我们向他祷告说，主，我们要看见。
We pray to him, say, Lord, I need to see.
啊，求你开我的盲眼。
Please open my blind eyes.
叫我们能够看见。
So that I may see.
啊，什么时候主真的怜悯我们，我们的眼睛开通了。
And when the Lord has mercy upon us, we will suddenly understand it.
今天我们不只是在读一些字句。
We are not just reading words.
主的话是灵，是生命。
Because the word of God is spirit, is life.
我们所得着的是一个大的启示的光亮。
And what we receive from it is the light of revelation.
是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
And it will shine upon our path.
指引我们面对的每一幕
，and will guide us each step of the way.
也看见在前面神那一个永远心意的引领。
And also enable us to see the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面要有一个渴慕。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have to have this desire.
主啊，开我的眼睛。
To pray to the Lord, open my eyes.
啊，当时有很多的人，他们说我们要见耶稣。
And at the time of Jesus on earth, many people said we want to see Jesus.
今天求主也让我们有一个祷告，主，我们要见你。
And we pray the Lord give us the same heart today that we say, Jesus, I want to see you.
Hallelujah, 弥赛亚已经来了。
Hallelujah, the Messiah has come.
主耶稣已经把所有的拦阻都除掉。
And Jesus has done away with all the obstacles.
今天我们要见他，我们都可以看见。
Therefore, if we want to see him, we can see him.
弥赛亚来要开我们的眼睛。
The Messiah has come to recover our sight.
主在这里宣告他的职事。
Therefore, Jesus was proclaiming the ministry as the Messiah.
瞎眼的得看见。
He said, I will recover the sight for the blind.
每次我们来到主面前，我们都带着信心来。
Therefore, when we come to the Lord, come with faith.
瞎眼的都要得着看见。
Knowing that he will recover our blind sight.
我们今天读圣经，我们都要带着信心来读。
And so when we read the word of God, read it with faith.
今天主要开我们的眼睛。
Knowing the Lord wants to open our eyes.
主是叫我们来明白圣经。
He wants us to understand the Bible.
盼望我们进入他的心意。
He desires for us to understand his heart.
我们求主真的是让我们带着信心，我们彼此勉励。
So we pray the Lord will give us faith and encourage one another to read his words.
下面说叫那受压制的得自由。
And he continued by saying to release the oppressed.
那这些受压制的。
And those who are oppressed.
在环境中受伤害的
Maybe because you are hurt in certain situations
主要叫我们得着自由
The Lord says I will release you
有多少的事情叫我们受到伤害
Many encounters will have hurt us
也许我们的身上多少的伤痕
Maybe there are so many scars and wounds upon us
但是今天主要释放我们
But the Lord desires to release us
什么时候我们在基督的里面
Whenever we are in Christ
我们可以得着医治
We are able to receive healing
我们可以得着自由
We can receive freedom
保罗说人都不要搅扰我
Just like Paul says let no one bothers me
他也不在乎人的论断
He doesn't care how people judge him
他说连我都不论断我自己
He said even I don't judge myself
今天只有一个是最重要的
There's only one thing that's important to me
叫我们的眼睛注视在主的身上
Is I will keep my eyes on the Lord
叫我们忘记背后努力面前的
And I will forget what's behind I will press on forward
向着标杆直跑
For the mark that God has set for me
千人的手万人的眼都不能来拦阻我们
And the hands of thousands the eyes of 10,000 cannot stop me from following him
我心我灵都当复兴
Oh my soul be revived
弟兄姊妹，主来的日子何等的近。
Dear brothers and sisters, the day of His return is very near.
在所有压制之中，我们求主叫我们得着自由。
Therefore, we pray the Lord will release us from all oppression.
求我们的灵是自由的。
So that we can have a free spirit.
我们不受任何的捆绑。
That we will not be under any control or bondages.
我们随处可以举起圣洁的手来祷告。
That we're able to go anywhere and raise up the holy hand and pray.
我们的灵可以起来赞美。
And our spirit can rise up and pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
因为弥赛亚已经来了。
Because the Messiah has come.
这是他的指示。
That is the ministry of the Messiah.
今天主他仍然做这样的工作。
And Jesus is still doing the same thing today.
叫我们所有受伤的。
So all the wounds.
所有被压制的。
All the oppression.
今天我们都可以得着自由。
Can be set free when we come to Him.
最后他讲报告神悦纳人的新年。
And lastly he said to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
所以在当时以色列他们是第五十年叫做新年。
And back that time, the 50th year is called the year of Jubilee.
所以在那一年的里面是一个非常特别的。
So that was a special year.
所有欠债的都免了。
All the debts are forgiven.
做奴隶的可以得做自由
了。All the slaves are set free.
你的田地是卖掉的，今天可以归还了。
The land sold can be returned to the original owner.
但是主在这里，他所说的告诉我们是什么呢？
But what the Lord is trying to tell us here.
今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
Because today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
他自己就是这个禧年。
Because Jesus himself is that year of Jubilee.
今天这位受膏者就站在我们的面前。
The anointed one was standing right in front of us.
他就叫我们所有被掳的得着释放。
He's telling us if you are under bondage, you can be set free.
他就在这里叫所有瞎眼的得看见。
He's here to recover our blind eyes.
他叫所有受压制的得着自由。
And he's here to release those who are oppressed.
他就是这个新年。
He himself is the year of Jubilee.
叫我们今天在基督的里面。
Therefore, in Christ,
我们所有罪的债他都为我们还清了。
All the debts of our sins being paid in full by him.
原本我们好像都是欠债的人。
Originally, we're people owe a lot.
这个代价太大，没有一个人能够还的。
And we owe so much, there's not a single person who can fully repay their debt.
但是弥赛亚来了。
But the Messiah has come.
他为我们付了所有的代价。
He has paid the price in full.
他亲身担当了我们的罪。
He has personally taken up our sin.
今天我们只要在基督的里面。
But as long as we are in Him.
我们里面都知道，我们都要有这个把握，所有债已经还清了。
We will have the assurance knowing that all my debts are paid in full.
主耶稣已经从死里面复活。
Because Jesus was raised from the dead.
表示说他所付的代价已经满足了父神所有公义的要求。
Which means the price that he paid has fully satisfied the requirement of God's righteousness.
今天我们里面没有惧怕了。
Therefore, we shall have no fear anymore.
圣经告诉我们可以坦然无惧来到施恩宝座的面前。
That's why Bible says, come to the throne of God without fear.
今天人不能再来控告我们。
Because no one can condemn us anymore.
今天撒旦也不能来控告我们。
Even the devil cannot condemn us.
因为神他都不控告我们。
Because even God himself will not condemn us.
因为神的儿子已经满足了所有公义的要求。
Because his son has fully satisfied the requirement of his righteousness.
所有的债都还清了。
All the debt of sin has been fully paid.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们随时可以坦然无惧来到施恩宝座前。
We can come to the mercy seat at any time without fear.
我们可以来到我们神的面前，这位公义圣洁的神面前。
We can now come to the God who is holy and righteous.
主耶稣是这个我们的新年。
Because Jesus has become our year of Jubilee.
今天我们所有失去的产业。
All the properties that we have lost.
我们所有失去的年日。
All the days that we have wasted.
今天我们来到主里面。
When we come into the Lord today.
我们都要把它得回来。
We can redeem them all.
我们得着了基督。
We have obtained Christ.
我们就得着了一切。
Then we have all.
远超过我们地上所失去的。
By far surpass what we have lost in the past days.
我们在基督的里面。
We are in Christ.
我们是一个自由的人。
We are a freeman.
我们不再做奴仆。
We're no longer a slave.
主的灵在哪里？
Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is.
哪里就得以自由。
There is freedom.
今天我们在基督的里面。
If we are in Christ today.
不单主的灵在主耶稣基督身上。
Not only the Holy Spirit was on Jesus.
今天主的灵也在我们的身上。
And the Holy Spirit is on us as well.
不单神用膏膏了基督。
Not only God has anointed Christ.
今天神也用膏来膏了我们。
But God has also anointed us.
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
今天圣灵已经降临下来。
The Holy Spirit has come.
当我们读到主说主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我。
When we read how Jesus proclaimed, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me.
我们有没有想到今天这句话，神的儿女来读的时候，仍然站在一个非常荣耀的地位。
Have you thought about as a child of God, you read the Scripture, you are standing on a very glorious position.
那天主在这里是做一个宣告。
Jesus was proclaiming that.
的确，主的灵。在他的身上。
Yes, the Spirit of the Lord was on him.
因为他用膏来膏了耶稣。
Because God has anointed him.
这主耶稣是受膏者。
He was the anointed one.
但是今天主已经把圣灵赐下来。
But Jesus also, at the same token, has given us His Holy Spirit.
当我们来读的时候。
So when we read it,
我们也在做这个宣告。
We can also make the same proclamation.
我们再把这句话一起来读。
Let's read it together, 4:18.
我们能不能做一个宣告呢？
Can we make a proclamation like that?
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我。好，报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的希年。我们感谢主，不单这是主所得着的一个职分。
We thank the Lord for this is not just the ministry He has.
今天圣灵也膏在我们的身上。
But the same Holy Spirit has anointed us.
主也要我们和他一同进这样的职分。
So Jesus wants us to share in this ministry.
我们自己先来经历。
We need to first experience firsthand.
我们自己先来得着。
We need to obtain what's promised here first.
因为我们站在一个贫穷的地位。
We stand in a low position, poor in spirit.
我们可以领受基督成为我们一切的丰富。
And that's where we can receive Christ as our abundance.
让基督释放我们，从所有被掳的情况中释放出来。
Let Jesus set us free from all bondages.
叫我们承认说，我们过去是瞎眼的，但是今天主开了我的眼睛。
So we can all confess that I was blind, but Jesus has opened my eyes.
今天我们所看见的是属天属灵的境界。
Now I get to see the things of the spiritual realm.
我们求主。叫我们对于地上的事情，我们宁可好像瞎眼的一样。
And we pray the Lord, you blind my eyes toward things of this world.
但是我们对属灵的事，我们要求看见。
But regarding spiritual things, Lord, open my eyes.
叫那受压制的得自由。
To release the oppressed.
我们先成为一个自由的人。
We must first become a man of freedom.
从所有压制的当中，我们能够出来。
So that we can be set free from all oppression.
我们知道今天我们在基督里面。
We know we are in Christ today.
所有的债都还清了。
All the debts are paid off.
今天所有的捆绑我们都能够得着释放了。
And we can be set free from all the bondages.
我们不再做奴仆，我们乃是一个自由的人。
We're no longer slaves, but a man of freedom.
我们在基督的里面是自由的人。
We are a free person in Christ.
今天律法也不成为我们的捆绑。
And even the requirements of the law is no longer our bondages.
因为律法是活在我们的里面。
Because the law lives inside of my heart.
我们不是靠着我们的力量要来遵行。
I'm not trying to strive to obey.
而是让生命活出来。
But let the life of the Lord be lived out through us naturally.
所以今天所有的要求不是外面的，不是成为我们的捆绑。
Therefore, all these requirements are no longer outwardly, which will become a bondage to us.
是自由的，从我们里面彰显活出。
But freely it will live out through us from within.
这是我们的身份和地位。
And that is the position we have.
今天我们一同为主和主一同来做见证。
We are co-witnessing with the Lord together.
我们一同来彰显神的荣耀。
We're together glorifying Him, manifesting His glory.
我们一起再把林后三章十七节我们来读一下。
Lastly, let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。哈利路亚。我们一起来唱诗歌186首。
Let's sing 186 together.
拿撒的人耶稣面前，我站立，心变震惊。
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
然后我们今天早间都是站在主的面前。
I will pray that we are all standing amazed in the presence of the Lord.
主就在我们的中间。
That He is in our midst.
让我们站立，心变震惊。
We stand amazed.
我们知道我们蒙的恩是何等的大。
Knowing what a great blessing we have received.
今天我们在基督里面得着完全丰满的福分。
And we have received this full blessing from Him in Christ.
我们一起来唱。
Let's sing it together.
拿撒勒人耶稣面前我站立心变震惊稀奇他如何能爱我定罪无悔的罪人何等奇妙让我们大家一起站起来然后我们从第一节再来唱
那撒勒人